coffee. That is coffee all over me. That, oh, that's just perfect. That's absolutely, it's you. It's you. Wow. And that's still coffee. You don't recognise me, do you? No, it's not the coffee. I've changed a lot. Sorry, just let me. It's fine. It's fine. It's not your fault. This place is insane. It's me, honey. We went to high school together. You used to look a lot different. Black hair, yes. Yeah, there weren't too many honeys in our school. There was one. Hi. Long time no see. No, don't apologize. It's fine. It's okay. It's not great. You remember that I don't like coffee? I was quite vocal about it even then. No, it's fine. It's just, this is kind of the perfect ending to a shitty day. I mean, I've been stuck in this airport for 13 hours and I don't think I'll be getting out of here anytime soon. But you must be in the same boat, right? 7 hours. Well, I got you beat then. No, it's okay. I've got stuff I can change into. They didn't lose my suitcase. Just my flight. And my booking. It's not you. If anything, seeing you has made my day. So, it's just so weird seeing you. Coffee aside, stupid. Okay, this is going to be weird, and you're probably going to think I'm a little bit strange, but I figure you owe me for the coffee. If I was going to run into anyone from high school, I'm glad it's you. I kind of always hoped, in a kind of chick flick kind of way, that we would run into each other, well, not run into each other like this, but you know, that our paths would cross. Because you're my, I know I'm blushing. You're my what if. You know, a what if? I don't even know if that's actually a thing, it might just be a honey thing. Should we sit down? Wow, my cheeks are scarlet. So, you know, in movies, there's always that one thing that changes a person's life. You know, what would have happened if I had gone right instead of left? If I had said yes to a date instead of no? If I hadn't been a complete chicken and actually spoken to the person that I had the biggest crush on in school. And that would be you. Of course you didn't know, because I was painfully shy. Didn't have the most confidence. Being called honey didn't help, I will admit. But I was crazy about you. You were everything. You're the reason I'm glad that I have bad handwriting, because I literally wrote your name all over my diary and no one could read it because my handwriting is appalling. But you were it. Oh, I was crazy about you. I would. Oh, it's embarrassing. Every single cliche I did. I just had the biggest crush. Maybe I was in love, you know, that kind of teenage puppy love where it's all drama and heartbreak. No, I didn't ever say anything. I never even talked to you. Because I was just... I tried, but I would just get within 10 feet of you and then I would just flake completely. And then I would go and write some bad poetry. Really bad poetry. But I was... You were it. You were my high school love. And, you know, sometimes you have those moments where you look back. Well, you are my what if. What if I had been braver and spoken to you? What if we had gone out? What if we got married? You know, flights of fancy that are very embarrassing, but I always told myself that if we ever did meet, that I would say something because I never said anything. Oh, you didn't even know I was alive in high school. It was like we were in two different worlds. That's very sweet of you to say, but it's okay. I was kind of the odd one out. I wasn't cool. Yes, I was queen of the geeks. I had my own little kingdom, but I wasn't cool. You thought I was cool. You're serious, aren't you? You are actually serious. This is so weird. No, it's just... You... Wow. I can actually feel the coffee evaporating because I'm blushing so furiously. So you knew who I was. And you thought I was cool. You obviously have a strange definition of cool. Smart and sweet. So, how come? I mean, if you thought I was so sweet and smart and sexy. You just said that you thought I was sexy. I'm having high school flashbacks. The shyness, the awkwardness. The cuteness. You also think I'm cute. I was cute. Oh, you think I'm cute now. Why did you never say anything if you were... Okay, now I am calling bullshit. There's no way you had a crush on me. I would have known if you had a crush on me. I would have known because... Well... No, you didn't know that I had a crush on you, but that's just because I was doing the same thing that you were, apparently. So, you had a crush on me, I had a crush on you, and we made damn sure that no one... Oh, you do realize that this is just a total film cliche. What? You thought about me too. Are you saying that I'm your what? Wow. This is too perfect. I mean, look. We had crushes on each other in high school. We never did anything. We never said anything. And then years later, we run into each other. Literally. With hot coffee, in your case. And I say something. I do the thing that I always said I would do. And you also say something. And now we're... I feel like I'm back in high school. I'm feeling that crush just... I'm suffering a big crush relapse because you are... You look very good. Very, very good. And... You know, I've changed. No, I'm still a giant geek. I'm a bit smoother. A bit more forward. And if I had just met you, if you had just ran into me and spilled coffee on me, I would have asked you out. I would have been smooth and we would be on a date now. And I want to ask you out, but I don't know. I think it's the butterflies. I didn't say that. You have a lovely smile. You always did. I always liked your smile. A coffee? No. Tea? I would love a cup of tea. Wait. Are you asking me out? You're asking me out. You're asking me out. You're asking me. Yes. Oh, yes. Obviously, yes. Just give me a second to at least pretend to be an adult. It's not cute. I'm not cute. I'm fine. I guess it's okay if you think I'm cute because I think that you're a little bit wonderful. But obviously, a lot's happened. So I don't know exactly just how wonderful you still are. So, yes, I would very much like to have a cup of tea with you. So long as I don't end up wearing it. Oh no, I'm not gonna let this go. I didn't say that. I fought it. I didn't say that I wasn't going to let you go. Okay, you're the smooth one. I don't want you to be a what if anymore either. So, tea. Where the hell can we get tea in this airport? No, I don't have tea with me. I am not that much of an English cliche. Okay, yes, I have tea in my bag. I will go to the coffee shop and get some more. How did you know? How? You see, it's scary that you know me so well. That is... kind of nice. So, I'll follow you. I think it's safer. And no, I'm not going to look at your butt. I know. In high school, I never looked at your butt. Never. I mean, it's you have a wonderful ass, but you just want to make me blush, don't you? You like it, don't you? Well, go on. Well, I can't watch your ass unless you're... go. This can't be happening. This can't be happening. This, and you can hear me. Oh. This is a complete cliche, but... yes, I'm done. I'm done swooning. I'm not swooning. I was a little bit of swooning. Let's just have tea. No. I can't stop smiling.